USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has signed an executive order for FEMA to 100% fund emergency activities in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The Washington Post says the order covers Florida, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Guam, and Puerto Rico, and in part will pay for the deployment of the National Guard. In the United States, coronavirus-related deaths have doubled in the past 2 days, surpassing 2,000 yesterday. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence says outside of hotspots like New York City, only a small percentage of the tests are coming back positive.
That number of Americans, vast majority of Americans even that have been tested for the coronavirus, have not tested positive.
President Trump announcing late yesterday he will not impose a quarantine order on New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut because of the pandemic, but he's issued a strong travel advisory. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new poll finds there's a lack of enthusiasm among Democrats for presidential frontrunner Joe Biden. The ABC News Washington Post poll says Biden is the Democrats' top choice for the presidential nomination, getting 51% support over 42% for Bernie Sanders. However, strong enthusiasm for Biden was found to be at only 24%, the lowest on record for a Democratic presidential candidate in the 20 years of ABC News Washington Post polling. The number of 2020 Atlantic hurricane season storms is predicted by one group of experts to fall between 14 and 18. That's according to AccuWeather forecast reports published this week. It's meteorologists and hurricane experts saying of that number, 7 to 9 can be expected to become hurricanes. As always, the season will begin on June 1st. It runs through November 30th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
A new report claims a date's been set for the Tokyo Olympics that were postponed from this summer because of the coronavirus outbreak. NHK News says the International Olympic Committee and Japanese organizers are planning to set the opening date for July 3rd of next year, and the closing date would come on August 8th. The report did not identify its sources. The IOC and the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe had agreed to postpone the Games for at least a year because of the pandemic, but it will be the first postponement of the Games since the modern Olympics began in the 19th century. Veteran soap opera actor John Callahan has died. He was best known for playing Edmund Gray on ABC's All My Children.
You just asked Aiden to spend the night because he thought it would make Maddie feel more safe.
He saved your life. He saved Maddie's life. Right now, that's all that matters. Nothing else.
Soap Opera Digest reports he recently died at 66 from a stroke in Rancho Mirage, California. He also appeared on Santa Barbara before joining All My Children. And Nickelodeon has a show coming up to help kids understand the coronavirus pandemic. The Nickelodeon Town Hall will be held tomorrow night, Monday night, starting at 7 o'clock Eastern, and will be hosted by actress Kristen Bell, and her guests will feature some top medical experts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.